The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is our first topic. Obviously, a quarterback of much discussion this offseason. It seems more probable than not, to use the lingo from about 5 years ago now with Deflategate, that Carson Wentz will be playing elsewhere in 2021. The Indianapolis Colts and Chicago Bears seem to be the front runners, Pete. My first question to you is, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like a third team should be in the mix, or are those the two that make the most sense?
Well, the Colts make sense for obvious reasons with Frank Reich. I think what Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears want is a chance, right? They feel like if they can get Carson in the building, maybe coach him up, coach some of the things that we saw in Philadelphia out of him a little bit, they will have a better chance to win than fielding Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles, which to me is the right direction to go in. And not to say that I think Wentz would be considered a slam dunk for Chicago, but I think bringing Wentz in on one day, you're better than you were the day before. Right now, they're the definition of, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have anything. So I understand why Chicago is in the mix. Indianapolis, to me, and we noted the reason there, they're a quarterback away. And a decent quarterback away. Like, Brissett is not that guy. They had Phillip Rivers and really almost made a run. You can make a case that they potentially should have beaten the Buffalo Bills, which would have made the playoffs even more interesting in the AFC. So understandable why these two teams are involved. But with so little teams involved, as you mentioned, we have an article right now up on Bleeding Green Nation. We're unsure if Carson Wentz is even going to draw a first round pick. And you say that a few years ago, that would be shocking, wouldn't it?
I would not be pumped, I don't think, as a fan of either of these teams, if Carson Wentz landed as my quarterback. From a Colts perspective, I think Indy, you mentioned it, they are a quarterback away, and I get that. But I don't know why you would risk all of that on Carson Wentz. It doesn't feel like the basket I want to put my eggs in. That team is so well-founded, I wouldn't want to jeopardize that, especially if he does have this kind of egotistical side of his game that has been part of the downfall in Philadelphia. And on the Bears front, I do think, and I know you haven't had a problem with this as somebody who covers the Kansas City Chiefs, but when you have a floundering head coach and a floundering general manager, the priority is short term. If I was, you know, Matt Nagy, I would be saying, okay, like, it's me on the line here, so I'm going to do whatever I can to save myself. Let's go get Carson Wentz and hope that that's what is going to be the ticket here. And if these picks are gone, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, who cares? I won't be here anyway. Bill O'Brien isn't upset that the Houston Texans don't have their first round pick right now. But so I don't know. I mean, that's right. Maybe why the market isn't that strong. Jeff McClain from the Philly Inquirer had a tweet on Monday morning. He said, because it is speculated the Colts do have the best offer, and also they are Carson's top choice. He said, if the Colts had the best offer, it's likely a deal would be done at this point. Wentz's preference would be Indy, obviously because of Frank Reich, which would expedite agreement. Probable cause for delay. If Colts's interest is mild, then there is little he could do to prevent a trade to the Bears. That's the other thing. Like, yeah. if you're the Bears and he wants to go to Indianapolis, why are you going to give up a whole lot for a dude who has an attitude issue to come in and be disappointed with you in your Windy City?
You're never going to find a good quarterback when you're desperate. And the Chicago Bears right now are the definition of desperate. And I think about Carson Wentz and I think about the Colts. You have to find a situation that gives Wentz the best possible chance to turn this around. And we mentioned how Music City Mike is not on the podcast today. He's, what did he win, best leader at the scouting school or something? He would tell you right now that Carson Wentz is utterly broken, right? I mean, he said that a few times on our Monday Football Monday podcast throughout the year. And so they got a project on their hands. And if there's anyone in the league that's going to solve it, it's probably Reich, where he had some success there, was an MVP candidate a few years back with Reich.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.